podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily, are you a toilet paper over or under person?
Over. It's not even a conversation.
I agree with you, and yet there are people listening right now who are strongly under. Chris?
I was an under until I got married to an over, and now I'm an over.
But it was probably you didn't want to, you just kind of had to.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeremy?
I don't use it.
You know what I will say? People who own cats will say that they're an under because if the cat likes
sure.
to paw at the toilet paper that way, it won't be. I know, I'm serious.
No, those cats are pranksters.
Cat people know what I'm talking pranksters. About.
No, I've heard that argument before, but it's just a little ridiculous.
I didn't want mine to get dusty. Because if it's over, then what you're going to use, you know, all the dust settles on it. And if it's under, it's protected.
Well, dust is going to settle on it anyway.
Do you only use the bathroom like once a month?
It's your bathroom in the old ages?
Wow.
Huh.
The reason I bring this up is because apparently the debate has been put to rest. A writer went and dug up the original patent for toilet paper. You just can't assume that toilet paper has been around for thousands of years. It hasn't. The patent was applied for in 1891, so it's not that old, the whole idea of a roll of toilet paper. The inventor's name was Seth Wheeler, and in his patent, he has to do a drawing of what the toilet paper will look like.
Here we go.
And Seth in Wheeler. His drawing from 1891, it is over.
Yay!
Okay.
So those of you who are doing an under, you're doing it wrong. All right, so weather's getting really nice again, and we love it. We're spoiled here in Colorado to our springs. I mean, they're just gorgeous. When is the first day of spring? Is it Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Friday is officially the start of spring. And that means a lot of people are gushing these days about their tulips.
Mine are coming up.
Mine yeah. are too.
Yay, everybody's tulips are coming up, and it leaves me to SMH. Because I don't understand the fascination with tulips.
There's something magical about seeing those first little green sprouts coming up.
Fingers coming up.
It's like, you know, the munchkins coming out on The Wizard of Oz. And people are coming out of their house. They're like, the sun, the winter is fading away. My tulips are coming up.
Now, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with flowers. Flowers are nice. They're pretty and it really dresses up house. But aren't the things with tulips, don't they only last like 10 days or something?
That's the thing.
It is a very short lifespan.
Especially here because they come up during this month, and we could still get dumped on
4 feet
with snow,
of snow.
Which is usually what happens. So they'll blossom and be beautiful and yellow and pink and red, and then we get snowed, and then they're
tulips are like a metaphor for jumping the gun, you know?
They kind of are.
Oh, come on. No, they're courageous and they're beautiful. And they're perfect. They're spring.
They're suicidal is what they are.
They represent jumping the gun. They're suicidal. Anybody who goes tulip is somebody who just moves too quickly.
We've talked about before, Dom, you were a big believer. You shouldn't say I love you too much because it takes some of the specialness out of it, right?
Well, no, don't mischaracterize it. I'm all for saying I love you.
Right.
But I'm talking about the people who say it like 8 times in one conversation.
Sure.
Okay.
A tulip.
I didn't want people to think that I was I love you.
No,
never said it to me.
No.
And never will.
The tulip is like that because it comes up. It doesn't stick around too long. It shows you the appreciation of warmer days. Mm,
it's like a one night stand flower. That's what it is.
You're turning it.
Yeah,
so
that's what it is.
The
walk of shame for
it's
that little tulip.
Slutty flower.
It's a slutty flower. Yeah.
I just can't wait with you two.
It'll be with you for one night and then it's gone.
Your tulips.
Slutty tulips.
You don't see it again for another year. Here.
That's right. Oh, it's a booty call.
It's like a tulip
you're
call.
Coming back again?
Oh, it's you?
Desperate.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.